Yo, this is episode 99 of On the Level podcast with Jordan and Eric.
We're on video.
On nice Sony camera video.
It took a long time to set all this shit up. It's just the two of us, but I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad compared to the other times we had to do it, but...
No, I just wanted to go for a different kind of vibe.
Yeah.
If you've been fans of us for a long time, we were very different entertainer, YouTubers, wannabe games journalists before game journalism went under.
Before it got lame.
Before
you know?
It got... I still love games. We'll always play games. I just don't really care to keep up with the hype of things.
Yeah.
But I get excited about stuff, you know?
We change with the times and we change with the flow of the river that we prescribe to.
Sorry, the cat is like yanking my wires. It loves me. But anyways, yeah, This is the new direction. This is the new direction. If you're listening to this on audio, on Spotify, on Apple Music, wherever you listen to your pods, there is video now. So go to our YouTube channel, which is, I believe, just called On the Level Podcast, or like The Level Pod. Just, mm-hmm. You know.
You'll find it.
We'll tag it in the
description of the video, of the podcast.
Of the audio pod.
It should stay relatively the same. I think episodes would probably be a little shorter.
Yeah, I mean, I think audio podcasts, we usually do like an hour, sometimes an hour and a half.
Yeah,
but I think with these we'll probably shoot for like 45 minutes or so.
Yeah,
every episode for now. Yeah,
we'll try
for now. This whole setup is a work in progress. Yeah. So
we can do some cool stuff with the video. So we'll try to make it.
Can
at
you
least,
do something now?
We can do something now.
Something's
here.
Happening.
Sure, it's funny that either Jordan or I chose. If it was not funny, then it was definitely me.
Are you nervous? Are you shy to look at the camera?
I'm not nervous.
Talk to the people. Say something to Colton Bazinas right now. He's on the screen.
3.5 stars for Kong versus Godzilla. What were you thinking? Are you high?
It's not that bad.
No, 3.5 stars. Come on.
So are we starting this with Kong Godzilla? We missed it last week.
I guess we got to start right now. Let us into this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Give me. Oh, God. RIP DMX. Got to get that out of the way as well. You know, we lost DMX.
Man.
50 years old, legend. If you don't know, you should know.
He transcended rap. You know, he's like, he was in movies, TV shows.
And apparently he's like a super nice guy. He's got his demons and his battles like everybody else.
Remember his scene from Top 5 with Chris Rock when he's in the jail cell?
I was like, great.
I'll put that right here. I won't play the video, but.
Is that Thunder?
That's thundering.
Dude, that's thundering. We are in Florida.
Yeah, but I'll just play just him.
The DMX scene?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So,
yeah.
Shout out DMX. Shout out to his family.
Sad. Hip hop constantly, we constantly lose people. We lost Doom October last year.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD, Mac Miller, you know what to do. Nipsey Hussle.
RIP Nip.
So RIP to them. But yeah, I'm a huge Godzilla fan.
So am I. I love Godzilla.
Love Godzilla. Again, shout out to the games, Destroy All Monsters, Melee, Attack the Humans or something like that. The second one.
Rampage.
Not Rampage. But yeah, so I was like really looking forward to Kong versus Godzilla.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think after King of the Monsters, like the hype build up
down.
To that.
It went down a little after that.
I was like,
me.
I can't trust these people to make a solid monster movie.
So I wasn't expecting Godzilla versus Kong to be any better than those. I just wanted the similar fun extravaganza of these monsters fighting. Mm-hmm. And I think I got that. I'm pretty satisfied with what we got. If you haven't watched it, it's on HBO Max.
It felt... My problem with it was...
What?
I don't know.
The people stuff
so,
still sucks.
It just feels like just so cardboard and stale. Like, I can any other Godzilla movie, any of the Japanese ones, I'd rather watch those. I just would rather watch... Godzilla versus Kong, the original, I would rather watch that than this. Like, I would rather have
can
something
that. Can you put
that
up? Can you put Kong?
Yes, that's an iconic, iconic battle between Titans.
No, I mean those movies, the 50s and 60s and 70s. Those movies are great. And
even the 90s. I love like early 2000s Godzilla 2000 is a great movie.
Not,
Tokyo SOS.
Not the one.
Awesome
with
Mechagodzilla.
Matthew
movie.
Broderick.
No. That's just
you
Godzilla.
Don't like that one. That was the first rated R movie my preschool let me bring, and I'm sorry, PG-13.
Oh.
And we could like watch it with all the kids because everything had to be G or PG.
That was the one they chose?
Yeah, it's the one they let me. Yeah, I had to convince the
you had to go petition in front of the school board.
No, I had to convince our preschool owner, whatever the fuck her name was. Shout out to Ms. Denise, I think.
You had to like present your case.
I had to just be like, hey, I know the policy is PG-13. Yeah, this movie, I was like, there's action, there's a dinosaur, it's got Inspector Gadget in it, you know. So she was like, all right. And the scenes where Godzilla would like eat people, she was like, it's a little violent.
It's a little violent. Come on. But it just, to me, it felt a lack of substance. It felt soulless to me. I didn't feel anything for the movie.
I felt a lot through Kong. I really did. I thought that he was like at least interesting to watch and like in all of this.
I did like
nonsense.
When he had his monkey run, because I thought like he
his monkey
were,
what
his ape walk when he runs on his knuckles. No. I didn't think he was gonna do that, but he did it when he went to the Hollow Earth.
Right.
Also, the whole podcast plot. You know, there's a lot of things that take you out of the movie.
Yeah.
The fight scenes were okay. I mean, I would compare them to any of the other ones. It just also the tone of the movie. I didn't understand what the tone they're going for. Like the stupid, like the whole like just losing the thing that made Godzilla 2014. Like the parts of it that were cool was the total atmosphere of the movie because it felt realistic.
Right.
And I felt like
in 2014, yeah, Godzilla was used as like a force of nature, if you will. See his foot in the night,
yeah,
in the distance.
And the scene where he's like going up on the airport and like there's a tsunami comes and wipes out this whole because he like got out of the water. That was like such a cool idea.
Then also that awesome scene with the paragliders jumping out of the
A lot of cool color
Godzilla
stuff.
Spikes just in the back.
I mean, it just that to me
it felt more cinematic and a little more artful.
And it's impossible to make how do you make Godzilla versus King Kong series?
Well, that's the thing. They have to make
so
it
so impossible.
You have to make it over the top and crazy, which they did.
Yeah.
So like
they did
anytime like with Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and even the 2014 one, because I like the Mutos. Shout out to the Mutos. Anytime the monsters were on screen in this, I had a lot of fun. Like, spoilers, but when they introduced Mechagodzilla, which we kind of knew going in, but the way he was introduced was just cool. I'm like, they gave him enough like respect as this character who they used the head of King Ghidorah. Like, they tried. It does feel kind of thrown together in like the Force, Last Jedi to, what's the final Star Wars film called? I forget.
Rise of Skywalker.
How that felt like connected, but you could tell there's like a disconnect in the creators and like the two different directors. This movie had that with the King Ghidorah. They kind of referenced the last one. Kyle Chandler's in it for a little bit. But Lance Reddick's in there for one scene.
but he's in the credit, like main credit.
He's in the main credit, yeah. But apparently he's friends with the director.
Because he did a...
I think his name is Adam Wingard.
He did something with Lance Reddick that we saw.
I hear that he did The Guest.
He did The Guest. He did VHS.
Because those are anthologies.
Well,
I
think he put it together. Yeah. I think that was his thing.
You know, it's funny with VHS, horror film, if you don't know. Gareth Evans, who directed the 2014 Godzilla.
Isn't Gareth Edwards?
I always do that. Yeah. Fuck!
Gotcha, man.
But Gareth Edwards directed...
One for me.
He directed the VHS short film about the Filipino cult.
That was him?
Yeah.
Damn, same that was good. That was the best one.
Yep. Yeah. And he directed The Raid.
Gareth Edwards directed The Raid?
Oh, no.
It was
sorry
not
to
Gareth
get them
Edwards.
Confused.
That wasn't Gareth Edwards.
Damn, their names are so similar, bro. But anyways, shout out to all the Gareths and the Garretts and the, all of them.
Gotta say, it
you don't like Mechagodzilla? Yeah.
I like old Mechagodzilla's cool.
I'm talking about the new one.
He looked lame to me.
I agree.
He did look a little bit weird. I was not a fan of it.
He looked a little bit lame. I think so as well.
It would have been cool if he...
Here's the thing. When his spikes open up and then he gets the jets and he... punches Godzilla or he grabs Godzilla by the neck and drags him across the ground. Yeah. There's a part of me that I watch that and I'm like, yeah, this is fucking dope, dude.
And then you told me when there's a scene where King Kong pops his shoulder into place.
Yeah, he goes.
And then and then that's a credit to, that's a Lethal Weapon.
Apparently that's in the credits from Lethal Weapon. I've never seen them, so. But I could believe that Mel Gibson or whatever popped his shoulder into place.
But that's their thing, huh?
I don't know, bro.
You want the shoulder pop in scene? You gotta pay the royalties to Mel.
The whole Hollow
Millie
Earth,
Bobby Bean.
Hollow Earth was cool. It was definitely a lot going on. I pay to see the monsters fight. Anytime they fought was cool on the boat. On the Hong Kong, fucking up Hong Kong. As if it's
not
already.
Is that the end of the movie?
No, and then.
Yeah, then the movie is.
Well, there's two fights, though, because there's Godzilla versus Kong in that. Then they take a break, and then Mechagodzilla comes out. And then he fights Godzilla, and then Kong jumps in, helps, and then Kong fucking decapitates Mechagodzilla. And that was all cool, man.
I saw that all on HBO Max for free. Do not pay to
I
see
did
this movie.
Pay to see this in
the
movie.
It's the highest
theaters.
Grossing movie since COVID started.
You know why, right?
Because it's a big blockbuster movie.
Because I went.
Your dollars count more. It was, I don't know, man. I guess I just hate fun. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun movie. I mean, I recommend it. The human stuff is bad if you're like Eric, like an art house guy.
Hey, man, I like Munchie. Check out Munchie starring Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. If we're looking down here, by the way, we have a monitor to see
ourselves.
Yeah, we're
watching ourselves. But Munchie, shout out to Munchie. Dom DeLuise plays Munchie.
I've never heard of this film.
It's terrible.
I'll never watch this film.
Have you heard of Rat Boy?
Mm-mm.
That movie sucks,
no,
dude.
No.
Shout out to my movie podcast, Too Big to Bail, where we talk about these movies, and we also are trying. We're incorporating bits.
Oh.
So we got a cool little bit going this month.
And the most recent episode is this Munchie movie.
It's Munchie and Rat Boy.
Munchie
Rat Boy. We have code names for all of our episodes. The code name for that one was Munchie Rat.
Oh.
And then the episode before that was 23 Cops, which was the number 23 and Maniac Cop.
Maniac Cop.
Yeah, it's an old 80s film, B horror movie Roger Corman produced. But that was that. And all those movies, better than Godzilla versus King Kong.
I mean, it's
is it
taste.
King Kong versus Godzilla?
I think it's called Godzilla versus Kong.
Okay, didn't he have the king on it?
It's okay. So
when he went down to that stupid old Kong cave in the how do they build that? Are they smart monkeys?
They had a
his chair looks so stupid.
Oh, his giant!
It looked so uncomfortable. He would never sit in that.
No, he. I thought he was cool. I mean, whatever. It was a stupid ass movie. They just go their separate ways in the end. Like Godzilla and Kong are like, cool, yeah. And then they're out.
I'm glad there wasn't a cut scene at
an end credit scene.
End credit scene.
The whole movie was a cut scene.
The whole movie was a cut scene.
I think I don't know where I heard this or read this, but they said Toho has a whole thing about Godzilla if he's being adaptated.
He can't lose.
He can't. It's not that he can't lose or that he can't show any emotion. Like. Because he's like a creature. He doesn't have emotions like Kong is a primate.
Oh,
so like everything that Godzilla is, he has to be kind of neutral. And he was attacking, but like he had a reason because he was trying to fight these big beasts. He didn't. Yeah. He was framed kind of as a bad guy in the beginning, but then you find out he's just trying to take out like anytime they activated those skull crawlers or activated Mechagodzilla, he was going to kill it. But he wasn't purposely going around Hong Kong trying to murder people.
He was very much the Venom.
It's like an IP law and all that shit.
Interesting.
Yeah. But see it. I thought it was cool. I liked it.
The Godzilla anime currently airing that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Started airing Godzilla Singular Point.
On Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Not out in the US yet. I'm watching it through
a streaming site. So this is where you get a VPN. NordVPN.
NordVPN.
They're not sponsoring us.
Use a code Domino's Pizza.
If we talk about a sponsor and they're not sponsoring us, does that still help their platform or their company?
Yeah, for sure.
So they'll sponsor us anyways.
Right. We can't do
you
that.
Hear that, Jim Ryan? I want a PS5. I'm a Hispanic mixed ethnic person, and I deserve my rights.
Your right to play. Your right to game.
Yeah. I still don't have a PS5.
Still don't have a PS5. Doesn't look like you're gonna get one.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I want to play like Sekiro on it. I want to play
Sekiro.
Days Gone on it. I want to play Persona Strikers on it. But it's not really until God of War Ratchet, you know, I'll get on it.
Ratchet comes out in May.
And Resident Evil 8.
Yeah, those come out the same day or same.
My birthday.
Your birthday is May 7th.
That's when Resident Evil comes out.
It does, and we're not going to be here for it.
Fuck! That's right.
Yeah.
We're taking a secret vacation.
Jordan is accompanying me and Colton to the city of City of Angels, Seattle.
Los Alamos?
Los Alamos.
I think the other day, it was 27 years since Kurt Cobain passed away at 27. Wow. And I went down this, we're going to Seattle. So
you
I went
go,
down
do
this.
Do you want to go see it?
So, go, see what?
See his house where he killed himself. We can go see it.
I'm scared.
I mean, there's a I'm bench. There's scared. A bench that's like a shrine to him. That's like if you like go to the bench and you look like a certain direction, you'll see the window, of a window of his house.
Oof. You know, there's a whole conspiracy saying he never actually killed himself.
He's just living in there.
There's always conspiracies for fucking everything, though, right?
Yeah. Do you want to see the graves of Bruce Lee and his son?
Oh hell yeah! Pay my respects to the master.
You can do it. It's at the.
Do you have to bow? Piano.
I'm not sure if that's part of the rules. I think you have to kiss it.
I would totally bow.
You gotta kiss it, then you gotta go, what the? Stop!
What was that joke from Monster Hunter? What, man, I got the worst knees. What kind of knees?
Oh, God.
Chinese. You know, bad racist joke.
Yeah.
What's on the level's policy with racist jokes?
They're not okay.
They're not okay? We can't do it?
Not okay.
Oh, bad.
Not okay if they're bad.
We're not okay unless it's about Trump. Who if they told us not to talk about on this podcast or we'd get banned.
That big dumb truck.
Yeah. Yesterday was, we're recording this on Saturday, April 10th. And yesterday was Friday, April 9th. And Brockhampton released their sixth studio album, I believe.
Roadrunner.
New light, new machine. It's up on my computer back there. You see that?
Yeah, I
see
it. It'll be okay.
It's a good album. I like it a lot. I've listened to it a lot. I'm a big Brockhampton stan.
Brockhampton for life, first of all.
I am the Brockhampton fan.
They had the concert last night. It was at the...
It was at Rick Rubin's studio.
Yeah. What is it? Does it have a name?
It's called Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
The password for the Wi-Fi at Dr. Strange's temple where he gave he gave Chiwetel Ejiofor for the Wi-Fi password, and it was Shangri-La.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. We're getting a Chiwetel Ejiofor character.
He's supposed to be bad
Doctor
guy.
Strange 2 thing. Oh,
yeah, what's his name? Watu or something?
No, it's
Mangor.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to say Escobar for a second.
Escobar.
But I don't know. But yeah, Brockhampton's album.
Brockhampton's album is very good. The concert was awesome. I hope more cool artists that I like do this.
It was they live streamed a concert from a website called Moment House, I believe.
Yeah, it was worked great. It
and
worked
the live stream was great quality,
great connection.
Even though it was live, it felt pre-recorded.
It did, yeah.
Like the cameras were so steady. Brockhampton, whatever.
Cool crossfade. Whoever was working the ones and
the
twos.
Crossfade. Shout out to you. We saw
shout
you.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Merlin. Shout out to Matt Champion.
Yeah, shout them out.
They the ones. Shout out to Jabari.
Jabari Nobari.
Jabari is out there. Joba. All my boys. All the Brockhampton boys.
Your pizza's
here. My girlfriend's going to go get it. You hear that? Go get the pizza. Broad. I just wanted to recommend Brockhampton's album. I mean, you know.
It was a great album. It was nice. Good vibes.
There's a lot of Joba on there being super honest and sad. About his father.
There's always a thing we appreciate.
Yeah.
We love Goba.
Joba.
Joba. Doba. Adoba. Adobe.
Also, shout out to our boy, Nick Gammon. You know.
Happy birthday.
You're aware that this is the On the Level podcast universe, right? And whatever we bring into it becomes the lore.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, there's a guy out there named Nick Gammon known as the Fake Bones.
He's known as Fake Bones.
And it was his 25th birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, he said it. I was going to say 26, but yeah, it was his birthday yesterday.
It's 26?
I should have asked him.
It's either one of those. Because I'm not sure if I'm older or younger than Nick. Because I'm 25.
I don't know. I don't know. But shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to his family. Shout out to his family. I've been watching the George Floyd trial.
I have not.
I've been keeping up with it every day after work. I just watch the highlights of what happened. Mm. It's pretty interesting.
Is it going to get... Do you think it's going to... From what I've seen, it looks like it's going to be a pretty... He's guilty, but...
Yeah, I mean, all signs lead...
What's the defense?
All signs lead to Derek Chauvin being guilty.
But what's the defense's argument?
I think it's defined defense.
Like the people defending Derek Chauvin, his public attorneys or attorneys. What is their argument against him not going to jail?
That George, and obviously don't take all this, take this with a grain of salt, look it up yourself. But I believe they're saying that George Floyd had substances in his system and that triggered like a cardiac arrest. But like it's difficult because a lot of the
doctors coming in are saying that,
it's the asphyxiation really that that caused the, you know, the weakness and that. So
I'd be shocked if he gets off. Yeah. I'd be totally shocked.
Because George Floyd did, the whole case is like, if you don't know, he had a fraudulent $20 bill and he tried to buy something at the convenience store, and then they called the cops. The cops came. Apparently George Floyd and Derek Chauvin have a history of like working security or something at some place. And obviously there's racial tension there, but it looks bad all around. They had a kid who was apparently they had a kid that worked there who was like 19 or something. I can't remember his age, but he was on the stand talking about, because he was the one that
they had the guy who called the police.
Yeah, that he like had the $20 bill, and he said he felt a lot of guilt because he was like, if I never had called the cops, this never would have happened. And you realize it's like so watching true, you realize watching the whole thing, this trial, is like everyone's life that was there that day is fucked in terms of like the people that are watching, the kid, like the kid had to call.
If he didn't make that phone call, dude, if he didn't make that phone call.
Man. Yeah, you can't blame the kid realistically. Like you can't.
You can't blame him, but like how can you like I would be thinking about that for the rest of my days. Like why did
so I there's call? A part where he apparently he said that he had a video on his phone after the incident of them putting George Floyd in the ambulance, and the ambulance went down the road and made a left, which was like away from the hospital. And he was like, if you were going to go to the hospital, the fastest route would have been straight on that road. It's somewhere in, Minneapolis. And I thought that was suspicious. But then he said that he when that happened, he suspected that George Floyd had already died, like in the ambulance. Because.
Yeah,
because
like there was like a video, like the one of the videos is like, you could see like he like, this is graphic. That he like pissed himself and it was just
yeah
like,
he released
running.
His he released his fluids
yeah
and the paramedic that was there saw it and was like
yikes
yeah so it's bad. I've never kept up with a trial like this before. I remember when the Casey Anthony trial happened.
Casey Anthony was great.
It was on the news and like everyone was talking about it. Obviously the George Zimmerman
Anthony was awesome, dude.
Yeah,
that was an awesome trial. That trial was awesome.
That was bad though,
dude.
It
was bad. But like,
if you're young and you don't know, like, look into that.
Like, it was crazy that she got off. Like that to me was so crazy. Her lawyer like is like he got really famous after that. I forgot what his name is,
but George he became well known, and I think he was like going to get off. Maybe. Ghislaine Maxwell or like Andrew Gillum, like something.
I think
it was a famous person.
It was fucking the guy who killed Trayvon Martin.
George Zimmerman?
I think he was going to represent George Zimmerman. I may be out of my tongue about this, but
I don't know.
Look it up. Casey Anthony trial was.
We need
awesome.
A fact checker over
that
there.
That whole story was so cool. And that it was terrible.
I mean, it's
but
fucked.
Like,
it's a fucked
but
story.
It was so
yeah.
interesting. So interesting. Such a great, like one of those, if you ever watch 2020 or like Dateline, that's like a great Dateline episode.
Yeah, Casey Anthony, that story. I remember being a kid and like just hearing about some of the stuff that was going on with
here.
That. Was great. That was here.
It's crazy.
People I know like knew her, family went to school with her, stuff like that. I remember like the O.J. Simpson thing. I was too young, but I do remember that like being talked about a lot. Well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It was always referenced as a joke or something.
Yeah.
I never really understood.
And the whole white Bronco thing, at least in California, was like.
That was famous.
Popular. Yeah, it was like a whole popular
thing.
I never
knew the context of it. Not for a while at least, but how do you like it's always parodied and talked about and joked about.
So I mean as a fully fledged conscious adult watching the George Floyd trial, I recommend it to like people at least stay informed, because like you really get past white guy killed black guy. You get past that and you start getting into the minute, like, you know, who called the cops, like before the video there was a whole backstory.
Oh, yeah.
And watching them like piece it together and go back, and like you have old footage, and you have
3 days before George Floyd,
I noticed like
that,
the
he was here doing this.
There was footage in the convenience store when he was trying to like buy something, and like it was getting suspicious. The manager came out and he had like a gun behind his back, and I was like, oh shit, like that's a whole nother thing now too. I'm sure he's allowed to have the gun, but I never considered like not just the cop and George Floyd was the bad thing, but like, I don't know. There's
a whole situation.
It was like in the middle of a fucking downtown. So like, I'm sure there's, you know, all kinds of people running around.
downtown Minneapolis tits.
Moral of the story?
Be
nice and shout out to their families. Be nice to people. But yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. My computer just turned off. You know what? We said RIP to
DMX,
but we didn't say RIP to Prince Philip.
Shout out Prince Philip, original G.
Shout out Prince Philip.
99 years old.
Got a shout out.
On his 99 episode, 99. We should call this episode Prince Philip. Prince Philip, 99.
We almost can't avoid it now.
Yeah.
Prince Philip, dead at 99.
99.
Yeah, I think we have to shout out. I'm going to shout out a tweet. Yes. Is that corny? Yeah.
No, you can do it. I'll put the tweet up.
The tweet up right there. It's Mark Norman, man. He Mark said, Norman. The whitest man ever and the blackest man ever died on the same day. That's so good.
This is a great tweet.
It's so good. It's just because it's just an observation.
Yeah.
The whitest man ever and the blackest man ever. Show enough. I remember, too, like when I heard the news, I'm like, all this shit about Prince Philip passing, you know, he's old, whatever. But like the family is worried about, you know, it's like I said all the incest going on in that family, the royal family. It's like, and they're worried about a person
incest.
A little darker than me getting married into there, you know?
Yeah. Well,
you should watch
The Crown.
The Crown?
You should watch it. It's about Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth.
Is it about, who's in it?
The first season is...
Shorts is short, doggy.
You know the lady... Did you ever watch the Stephen Hawking's movie?
Ooh. Yeah, the one with...
Who plays his wife?
Not Sally Hawkins. I'm thinking of The Shape of Water.
You are thinking of The Shape of Water. Not
Felicity Jones. Felicity Jones?
No.
She was in Rogue One?
Claire Foy? Is that what I'm thinking about?
Clarice Starling?
No, Claire Foy.
I don't know. But anyways...
But
he's gonna look it up.
I've only watched the first episode. It's like very.
It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix.
It's slow.
It's not slow. It's just like you have to really like the British. You have to like the British, and you have to like British royalty.
I have to like the British,
and you have to like British royalty history.
I like Henry Cavill. Yeah, I don't think I would ever watch that. Sorry to burst your bubble, champ.
It is Claire Foy.
Claire Foy. Is it like Malfoy, but with Claire?
Her.
Oh. You going to put it up here?
Yeah, I'll put it up here.
Oh, is that Prince Philip?
That's the guy who played Prince Philip.
He's in a lot of stuff, right?
He was a Doctor Who, I believe.
Doctor Who? He was a Doctor Who?
He was a God, what's his name?
Come on, buddy.
John.
C. Reilly?
No.
Singleton? The guy from Years and Years?
No, the guy who played the Alzheimer's granddad from the first Planet of the Apes.
John Lithgow.
Yes.
Harry and the Hendersons.
John Lithgow plays... Harry and the Hendersons. He plays fucking Winston Churchill in the first season. It's a really good performance.
You're right. I've seen clips of that performance. It's very Gary Oldman as...
It was before Gary Oldman.
No, but the same... I'm talking about
the same person.
Gravitas. If you will.
I mean, his was a lot more realistic as far as like his... Winston Churchill's like day-to-day. Like he would wake up, smoke a cigar, go to the bath, smoke a cigar, eat a ton of food. And go to work.
A cigar, bro?
In the morning.
A whole cigar?
Wakes up in the morning with a cigar by his bed. Wakes up, starts smoking a cigar. And then
someone's
he goes,
got a problem.
And then he goes into the tub and he's reading his newspaper in the tub while he's smoking a cigar.
John Lithgow.
That's what's awesome. Up. He's really what's fat.
Shout out to John Lithgow.
Shout out to John
Lithgow. It reminds me of I just rewatched Wet Hot American Summer on Netflix. And Michael Showalter was playing Ronald Reagan.
Yes. I love that.
Good performance. It was
yes, well,
goofy, yeah. But it was funny.
I started watching this show that I think you'd like.
Oh boy.
It's called Made for Love, and it stars Nicole Bittolini.
Okay.
From Palm Springs.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And
with she was in this is a very obscure she was
How
in
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother, which I do not watch. And she was in Netflix's Black Mirror, the Enterprise horror episode. Yes. She's in that.
Well, the premise of this is like she's married to this tech bill. It's, you know, have you seen Invisible Man? The Invisible Man?
With girl from Get Into the Greek, Elizabeth Moss?
Yes.
No.
Damn, you gotta watch that. It's a good. You'd it's like good? That. You'd like that for sure. All right. But she play. She's like.
Is Johnny Depp the Invisible Man?
No.
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 He's not just CGI'd out.
No. It's she's like married to this tech billionaire, and she has a chip in her brain that he can see all everything she does, and it's like a it's and he's supposed to get a chip the same chip in his brain so she can see everything he does.
Okay.
And then they like synchronize the chip, and they become and they share the same thoughts and stuff.
It's giving me Maniac vibes.
Yes, and he never did it, so she escapes from this huge complex and is on the run, and she's like. And he's like monitoring everything she does, and like she's like, and her she runs to her way to her dad, who's played by Ray Romano. It's really so the first episode was really good. It's
what, a,
it's
where's comedy. It streaming?
HBO Max.
Ooh, shout out to HBO Max.
Yeah, shout out to HBO Max.
I will check it out probably tonight.
Produced by one of the producers of Wet Hot American Summer, the original, and the TV show Christina Lee.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Shout out Christina Lee.
Gonna put her up on the screen.
Yeah.
There she is. Dope. Sounds cool.
Yeah. I really recommend. Are you gaming? You're not gaming.
No.
Too busy.
I'm just like, I'm just mentally just tired of consuming too many things. I only have space for music now. And like, I've been watching a lot of anime more than I usually do.
That's good.
Now, I'm not like, you know, all over the place, but.
My preferred domain.
It is. Bite size, the perfect time, the perfect length, pretty colors, cool music. I can zone out for 23 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, having to watch. I watch a lot of YouTube still. Yeah. YouTube's probably my. I have a fucking problem.
Yeah, it's all you watch.
I do. I have a friend who remained unnamed, but he told me that he watched like all of Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's insane.
On YouTube.
Wow.
He didn't play it. He just watched the whole game beginning to end. Yeah.
It's so weird.
I could never, ever
I'd
do
rather
that.
Just play.
Ooh, this lemon water is slapping.
That's insane that someone, was it just the cutscenes or was it the whole game?
I think it was a playthrough. It's like cutscenes and somebody playing.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
That is one way to consume videos.
I'm sorry. I just coughed into the mic. I'm really sorry, audio listeners. But my throat really hurts right now for some reason.
Mm.
I think it's honestly the cold, the AC. We're filming this in a place with air conditioning, I suppose.
It's air conditioned.
Yeah. I can't look at my notes on my phone. I mean, I guess I can, right? It's like I have notes on my phone, but the phone Hold was up. The monitor, so I'll peek behind the curtain.
Look it up.
You know what? My notes were not working, so sorry, y'all.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Well, I've been playing a lot.
You still been working out?
I am. I'm going to work out today. Tonight. I worked out two times this week. Wanted to go. If the Brockhampton concert wasn't last night, I would have gone last night.
Right.
But still going to the gym, doing at least like an hour there. Have a little routine. I'm keeping everything documented because that's the only way to really go to the gym is like write what weights you're lifting and then compare them to last week's and then you raise it. That's how you keep track of your growth.
No, you're right. Because if you don't, I don't. But if you don't do that, it's easy to like go and do something like, random every time and mix it. I get caught in that all the time.
Yeah. So I'm trying to nail down my routine, but also going to the gym at night. I said it again. I'll say it again. Best thing I could do. Takes out the anxiety of me going to the gym that I would usually have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
also, do you wear a trench coat?
No, I usually just go naked.
That's what's up.
It's like in this strange shopping center too. It's like this dingy old Winter Gardens shopping center.
Damn!
Shout out Anytime Fitness in the Winter.
Yeah,
Garden
if anyone's
area.
Listening to this and wants to go,
to go with me at night, Winter Garden, Florida, cause you come on down.
Oh Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I got a haircut for the first time this week.
How was that? You have been growing your hair out.
I just got a trim. I didn't like cut it or anything. But the rain, I didn't go to a barber. I went to a salon.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason was
They deal with long hair better.
They deal with long hair better, and they give you a like they shampoo your shampoo and condition your hair down to the T, like insane. They go in there. Dude, it felt so nice. She was brushing my hair out with a nice comb, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" It was like the most. It was the most relaxing.
Treat yourself, dude.
It was the most relaxing haircut I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
straight up. I hate haircuts. That was the best one.
Me too.
I hate haircuts.
Luckily, my girlfriend's in the hair, so I'm gonna let her cut it and do whatever. Because my hair's
let her shampoo, baby.
My hair too is getting quite long.
Yeah, I was getting like fucking knots and shit in there, and I was like ripping it apart. But also,
Yikers.
Yeah.
Rikers.
But now it feels nice. I didn't wash my hair. I got my hair washed Monday, and I didn't wash it again until today.
Mm.
I wear a shower cap. Mm. I'm a shower cap guy.
You know what I'm thinking of? That video, that YouTube video, those two twins on the bike. I love going fast. And they're like, You can put that on here, too.
Yeah.
Well, I love going fast.
Do you?
Yes, I love going fast.
Yeah.
You know what I've been watching? A lot of... Not a lot, but I've watched Jamie Kennedy's video on Son of the Mask.
It wasn't my fault, guys. Really, it wasn't. It wasn't my fault. Please, like, you better believe me.
He's not good in that movie, but it wasn't his fault.
Of course it wasn't his fault.
That movie's a fucking disaster.
It's like people did blame him for that movie, but it was it's obviously like not his
fault. It's like a studio flub,
yeah, it was, of course. Yeah, it's like a classic studio film. Like.
Finally hearing Jamie Kennedy's story on like, he said he got a call. It's for a sequel for The Mask. And then he's like, well, I can't fill Jim Carrey's shoes. You know, that's kind of his thing. We'll do your own thing. You know, there's going to be other characters. There's going to be Loki. There's going to be CGI. They hyped it up. And then we got what we got.
You got Alan Cummings playing Loki.
Alan Cummings. I think Jamie Kennedy said that he auditioned for the role of Loki first.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like Jim Kennedy, though. Shout out to him. Malibu's Most Wanted.
Jamie Kennedy's show was awesome.
I never watched it, but
show was
his funny drunk interviews at like E3 or wherever.
I think he did G4. Blackface. If I'm not... Dude, I think he did blackface in the sketch because I'm remembering a sketch where he played like a Subway sandwich artist who was like supposed to be like a Latina or a black lady with really long nails.
Oh, no.
I'll probably put it up here. And he was like...
You're going to watch this.
And he was like... The whole joke was that she would put on the gloves, but the nails would stick out the gloves, and she would mix her nails.
I do remember that.
That was a bell. I think that was
Is
like
it considered blackface?
I got to watch it again, because when I'm remembering him having, like, dark makeup on. I remember it being, like, brown.
Because, like, Jenna Marbles got, like, canceled.
I would say it's on the Jenna Marbles side.
She was, like, Nicki Minaj, but, like, she used a lot of toner. And I know Trisha Paytas also has been accused of doing such things. My father is mixed. He's black and white, but... I am not a black-skinned American, so I can't speak on that, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I think like stuff like Robert Downey Jr., even though that's extreme and funny, I don't know a lot of black people that have an issue with it. I mean...
Yeah. We would have to take a straw poll.
It's like, if you're a black vote, did Robert Downey Jr. offend you as...
When it came out. Not today.
Not today.
Not today. When it came out.
Because now people are picking a side because it's just something to talk about. But... Yeah. Nobody cared back in 2009.
I love that movie, though.
It's great.
I will not apologize.
And not to mention, Ben Stiller played like a mentally challenged guy.
Yeah. And now, which was worse? Now they got the people back.
And then you want to say, like, Tom Cruise had a fat suit on. So is he, like, fat shaming? Like,
oh, my God.
He was dancing at the end.
Classic.
Tom Cruise.
He wasn't shutting that movie down.
COVID? Mission Impossible 7?
He was not shutting it down.
He wasn't shutting it down, and now it's coming out in 2022. And May. I believe May 27th. Sometime in May next year.
How long are we going to watch these, huh?
Mission Impossibles?
Yeah. He's like in his 60s.
Yeah, but you got to keep that Scientology money going, you know? You got to be...
I don't think he's in Scientology anymore.
I don't know. I'm just talking on my ass. If Tom Cruise is watching this, I'm sorry.
We're sorry. We apologize.
But we still gotta get.
Apologize.
We still gotta get Top Gun 2.
Top Gun 2 is coming, but that's like a less action-y movie. It's like he's not doing like crazy.
Bro, my
stunts.
Thighs look extreme in this shot right now. I have shorts on, but they're not. They ain't short, you know. Shout out to 2 Med. I got the 2 Med merch.
Brother.
This is
Shout out to his family.
Shout out to his family. But yeah, bro, are we allowed to talk about COVID on this podcast? Will they shut us down into the earth?
just I think you the way you talk about it, you got to make sure it's appropriate. I'm getting my vaccine Monday.
I recommend everyone get the vaccine. I'm a little indifferent on it, but I'm leaning more towards yes than no.
I'm getting it Monday.
That's good.
Schedule it. Getting it Monday. Johnson & Johnson.
That's the one I read about, an article in Colorado. A batch they had gave people a bunch of weird side effects. All the side effects they say you can get, nausea, dizziness, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They got it. And I was like, oh, well, I might wait to get Moderna or Pfizer. But, you know, that's just me. It's all preference. Everyone do what you want. Mm. Wear a mask. Wash your hands.
You got to get it before the trip, dude.
We'll see.
No, you got to get it.
Unless it's required by the government or by somebody on a plane or whatever, we'll see.
Just call the number I gave you. Schedule it.
I got to call and it's a whole thing.
No.
Can you take me?
I'm going at 8:30 on Monday, bro.
Take me with you in the car and then hold my arm and then I'll look
away. Are you just scared of needles? You don't want to get a shot?
No.
I don't know. That's what it kind of sounds like.
How am I scared of needles?
I mean, you're not going to go get one.
I got a shot recently, sort of. No, I have my knee drained. I have tattoos, you know. I do heroin every now and then.
Do a little of the H?
No, I just, you know, whatever. Get it.
But not me.
I'm not speaking for me. I'm speaking for everybody else. I would never tell somebody else. I understand the science. I understand the health reasons for and against it. And I'm, you know.
The world isn't the way it is anymore.
The world is not the way it used to be anymore. I can't remember what he said.
No.
He goes, my wife doesn't believe in me. And he holds
what
the mic.
What am I going to do?
He holds the mic like this.
Hello, my name
what
is...
What am I going to do?
My name is Carlos Matos.
Carlos Matos.
And I'm from New York.
He goes Bitcoin. Shout out to
Carlos Matos.
So you think NFTs are going to be around? No one seems to be talking about them anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think it's going to evolve and change, but like digital currency is definitely the way of the future.
Like Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, yeah, sure.
Like Dogecoin?
It's only a matter of time before the U.S. government creates its own virtual currency.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, what? They're doing, they're making Biden coin?
Biden coin? Oh, my God.
Boss
man Biden coin. I don't like that Chet Hanks, by the way. I don't know him.
I don't like that man, Chet Hanks.
He seemed funny in the clip of Curb Your Enthusiasm that I saw. He seemed funny in that.
I didn't know it was him until later. I had no idea.
I thought that was a funny clip, and I think some of his his white boy summer antics are funny, but I think his Rasta patois accent is terrible, and the whole thing with, you know, he's kind of a scumbag kind of guy.
Oh yeah,
you know, hitting women and stuff. And
white,
all
he's definitely white.
He's definitely
trashed.
A white boy. You know,
yeah.
Hard to believe the whole Tom Hanks nut thing. Shout out to Colin Hanks though, he's cool.
Colin Hanks, I don't think they should. I think it's a different mom.
Different mom, but yeah. You know, they brothers nonetheless.
I mean,
they Colin brothers.
Bro- Colin, they probably don't not talk to each other. I'd be shocked if they talk to each other. Chet, what are you doing?
Colin Hanks showed up in at the end of Jumanji 2 or 1.
You didn't see the second one.
I didn't see the second one. He showed up at the end of Jumanji then.
As what?
I remember he showed up in a car and he was outside. He was outside, I think, one of the... like having a malfunction. I just remember he showed up at the end of something recently. And he was by car, and he was somebody's, like, brother or husband.
Was it Invincible?
No. I'm also thinking Cock Blockers with John Cena for some reason. Man, I don't know. My brain just went there.
You just skipped ahead, dude.
Yeah. Are we closing this bitch out? Anything you have to say to the people? Or
I'm playing Monster Hunter. Mm. Addicted, really.
Not for me. I have been playing Final Fantasy VII original, but not like a lot. You know, yeah. I've played it. I'm not gaming as hard as I used to.
Taking a little break.
It's just nothing's grabbing my attention, really. You know, that feeling of like you just can't.
Oh, yeah, I was there before Monster Hunter. I wasn't expecting Monster Hunter to grab me, but I bought it and I started playing.
Here, we can close with this. What do you think of this whole PlayStation remastering The Last of Us?
Yes. The whole Sony... every Sony fanboy crying across the internet, weeping.
What's
to
your
the
take?
Gods. I think you just got to be patient. I think people are just really like, PlayStation just had the greatest, like, I would say 4 years of like gaming.
No, longer. 2014 to 2020.
2014 sucked. 2015. Yeah, but onwards, you got to count 2015 it. Onwards was awesome. 2014 sucked for all games, like 2021 does.
2014 gave us Call of Duty Ghosts.
And Dragon Age Inquisition was the game of the year.
No, 2013 was Call of Duty Ghosts.
2014 was, yeah. But I would say, like, you got to be patient. Like, when God of War, like, when Horizon comes out, when God of War comes out, no one's going to be talking about this. What I do find concerning is the Sony financial stuff. Like, Sony is way more cautious than Microsoft is. And that is,
they don't have as much money.
Yeah, of course not. But like, I also don't mind it because I don't mind paying for games. I don't mind paying $70 for Returnal. I don't mind paying $70 for Ratchet. I don't think Ratchet.
I don't think
70,
I do either. I don't think Ratchet's 70, but eventually games will take the. But then again, it's like with Game Pass, there are games that would cost 60 that technically would cost you a dollar or whatever.
$10
whatever, cheap, but less than that. Yeah, the value is definitely on Xbox.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
That's to me the biggest like bonk on the head for Sony.
Yeah, but then again, like,
bonk.
What I think PlayStation Plus games they offer every month, like, mm-hmm. they've been offering pretty good stuff.
Yeah, like Days Gone and
Final Fantasy VII
Remake.
Like PS5, they just released Oddworld.
They've been giving
the
good
Odd
stuff.
Game. They've been,
but they go away game. Every month.
No, they don't. I mean, like, they change every month, but if you download and you're still a subscriber, you get the games. Like,
true,
no,
that's a good
no
point.
Doubt. So good I point. Have, like, tons of games from PS Plus, but, like, Game Pass is just Game Pass, and I think Sony's just going to do their own thing. Eventually, I do. I do think Sony and Xbox eventually will, like,
put a Xbox app on PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll
Game
whittle
Pass
it down.
And
with,
you.
Like, with what they'll just whittle him down.
So if you open Gears of War on your PlayStation 5 through the Xbox
I don't think
app,
it'll be like that. I think, like, oh, you want to play Metro Exodus through Game Pass? Then you can use your Game Pass on PlayStation. I don't think you'll play Halo on PlayStation.
Yeah,
I think
but
it'll
like,
just be like all third-party games.
Oh, third-party games.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't think you'll that.
Because I was going to say, how do you play Gears of War on the PS5?
Well, again, I don't know. Maybe because MLB The Show is going to be on Game Pass.
Yeah, but that's a whole, even though that was developed by a
yeah,
PlayStation
it's published
team.
By the MLB.
It's published by MLB. But
on
I don't,
Xbox.
there's no PlayStation exclusive though that they could publish on another on Xbox. Like
yeah.
Naughty Dog with Last of Us, Insomniac with Spider-Man. They'll never publish that on Xbox.
Yeah. And
although, but Insomniac did publish Sunset Overdrive with Xbox.
Yeah. But that was before they were acquired.
It was before they were acquired. But they have the ability to, if they ever make a game, they can put it on PlayStation and put it on Xbox.
Imagine like when Spider-Man 3 comes out, you think people are going to be talking about this scenario that happened today? No, people were like, fuck it, Spider-Man 3
no,
on PS5.
No, but the initial conversation was Last of Us
Spider-Man
Remake.
Spider-Man 2, sorry.
Last of Us Remake.
Yeah, so now we're back. Days Gone, the developer, Sony Bend. I thought Days Gone was okay. I don't think it needed a sequel. Personally, I didn't think the needle. I think it just doesn't vibe with today's. I think Sony's going, obviously, for like award-winning games.
They're going for God of War every time,
yeah,
Spider-Man every
yeah.
time, Horizon
and Days
every
Gone
time.
To me felt like a step down as far as writing goes because it was
felt,
a corny-ass story.
It felt like a Far Cry game to
yes.
me.
And I don't feel like Sony is in that direction anymore. And I think, well, Sony Bend is still making an original game. They were going to make a Last of Us remake, but now Naughty Dog is doing that internally. And it's a whole mess, but I'm glad that they're making their own game again. The Last of Us remake.
Sony Bend.
Yeah, The Last of Us Remake, I don't think it's going to be a I think it's just going to be a PS5 version.
Well, it's
going to
be like they're
going
to use the technology from Last of Us 2 to do Last of Us 1.
Yeah.
Because that technology, if you play Last of Us Remake on PS4, PS5,
it's,
and you
awesome.
Play Last of Us 2, that technological gap is insane.
Yeah. I get why they want to do it.
So they want to up-res the original to have it, you know, like a companion with the new shit.
I don't imagine they're spending that much of their workforce on it right now.
No.
I think they're just focusing on
Do they
on
recapture
factions.
Motion and stuff in that? Or do they use motion animations?
I think
animations?
They're
going to
use a lot of AI touch-ups and stuff. But who knows?
But you're for it. Like, you don't mind it? You're cool with
I
this?
Don't mind. I don't. Yeah. I think people are like, oh, things to remake. Well, it's like another. It's not like Blue Point's remaking it. Like, it's an internal, like, Naughty Dog project.
They want to do it. They're not being forced to do it.
Yeah, if Naughty Dog was being forced to do it, they wouldn't want to do it. So that's how much power they have in their... in the Sony ecosystem,
right?
As far as we know, like, I think Neil Druckmann is obviously one of the best game directors around. And what you can say about the crunch culture, and stuff there.
Your argument is you know what you sign up for.
It's not that. It's that there are some work culture problems that they had, and I feel like they're now that it's been addressed, they're obviously going to change and it's going to be for the better. But I don't agree with all the, I don't know, to me it's like a lot of the internet warriors going out and like, how dare you do this to game developers?
Yeah.
I never in my life would do this. Like, that's what I have a problem with. I, of course, I'm all for like having a great place to work, going in, working the same hours.
I guess
hours.
It's more of like, yeah.
But again, expect when you work in like a games, you're going to have to put in some extra effort at certain times for art, for stuff that like Last of Us 2 was totally, to me, I praise those guys who stayed like 12 out, did 12 hour days. Like it was, it showed the game was awesome.
Last of Us 2 is great. I feel like the only valid criticisms of Last of Us 2 from that I would accept from other people is story stuff. Yeah, like, but from a technological point,
yeah, they worked.
Playing that on
a
PS4 Pro, dude, and the way that it looked, I can't even imagine playing that on PS5.
Yeah, there's not even a PS5 version.
Yeah, I was like, there's not even a PS5 version yet. You tried God of War on PS5 yet?
My brother did.
Oh, I want to play it.
It was smooth.
I want to be like this in front of a TV all day and eat.
Yeah, he's playing Last of Us 2 next.
Sour Patch Kids, damn.
He's doing the whole, he missed the whole
generation.
The whole generation. He's going back.
He went to college, though. He did it right. You and I.
No, he got an Xbox. he got an Xbox.
So I would love, I mean.
I told him to get a PS4.
What's your take on like the value of Xbox, but then like the exclusives of PS5?
I know what his taste in video games are, and I know he fucked up not getting a PS4, because he would have played all these games when they came out.
Because he played Red Dead on Xbox and. Yeah.
I don't know. They played the games that came out, but
Cyberpunk, bro. Fucking sad. Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
I haven't even finished it. I'm waiting. Still gonna wait. I'll wait.
I'll get it eventually. That's where I'm at with games and with everything. Everything in life. The moral of the story of COVID. You'll get it eventually. Mm-hmm. Just practice patience. Think. You know, dig inward. Realize what you got to do to make you happy. You realize what you need. You don't need everything. You don't need it at all. The batteries died.
Oh, wow. That was it. That was a great ending.
I didn't really end it, but if you listen to this audio, the camera just died. So just for you guys, you get a little special treat.
A special treat. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll close out with this. We'll try to be more consistent with video. Every week, we'll get together and record something. Hopefully now that we have the camera, we can do live stream stuff, so we can live stream ourselves playing Smash or live stream
or
us
smashing each other.
Smashing each other, live stream us doing the podcast. Whatever we want to do, we can do it.
Do we have to record a visual ending, or do we just leave this audio and kind of like
put, I'll just put like the we'll put something here and I'll,
and then they can just listen to ride this out.
Yeah, ride this out. Because we're ending it very soon in the next 30 seconds. Make sure there's a link chain down below that has, if you click that link, it'll take you to a bunch of different links to all our different stuff that we're recording. I just suffered massive deja vu just now.
Nice.
And it's freaking me out and I don't want to talk anymore.
It's a good thing. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, rate, bye. If you're in the video, thanks, bye.